Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good value, big upside.
I remember you when you would come on NFL AM. And I would have to come on after you, which is tough. It's like, you know, going on at the comedy store after Seinfeld or something. Like, I don't want to follow D.A.
It's D.A. on CBS Sports Radio.
Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Sponsored by GEICO. Did you know that right now GEICO is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what GEICO could already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit GEICO.com to learn more. DA with you each and every morning right here, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific. And last night, the Chiefs get an opening night victory. Joining us here on the show is NFL Network analyst and Super Bowl champion. You can follow him on Twitter at Sean O'Hara, 60. And that is former offensive lineman, NFL Network analyst Sean O'Hara. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, DA. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. It's always good to catch up with you. Another football season is here, which is good news. And last night, we saw the Chiefs do what the Chiefs do eventually, but the Texans never able to get on track. Did you think the night that Deshaun Watson had was more of a problem because of the Chiefs' pass rush hounding him or because of what the Texans couldn't quite figure out and kind of a black eye for the Texans' offense?
Yeah, I definitely thought the Texans struggled at times. I'll be honest, I thought David Johnson looked darn good. And, you know, I think that they would have liked to have gotten him the football a little bit more. Certainly the pass protection wasn't up to par. And look, Chris Jones is a handful. We saw the damage he did all season long last year and in the playoffs, even the Super Bowl. So no doubt that was a big factor. He and Zach Fulton were going at it, and he got the best of them a couple times. And then Frank Clark on the edge, no doubt, was disruptive. But we've seen Deshaun Watson, you know, overcome some of that in the past. I just think, you know, there's some new receivers in that offense with both Brandon Cooks. We didn't see Randall Cobb really until later on in the game. But I think their offense will get much better as the season goes along. I really was just concerned that their defense just got shredded. Now, it's not all on the Texans' defense. It's not all on their fault. The Chiefs hit the ground running like we all thought they would.
You had mentioned a couple of those new names at receiver for the Texans. Do you think that they will miss significantly DeAndre Hopkins, who they traded away to Arizona this offseason?
Well, I think they already did. And I think, you know, when you're Deshaun Watson in his first couple of years and he gets in trouble and he's running around, you know, that was kind of the guy that he seemed to lock eyes on. And, you know, even when it's 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, you know, that was his back shoulder throw guy. That was his, you know, I'm going to throw it up and let you make a great play and make us all look good guy. Who is that guy now? You know, I think Will Fuller is trying to step up to that. Will had a tough drop on one of the back shoulder throws early on in the game, and part of that is this is game one, week one, with no preseason game. So everybody's still knocking some rust off. But I think they have the talent, you know, for guys to step up, and Brandon Cooks is certainly going to bring another element to that, and I think they'll find a way to get Randall Cobb involved. But the tight end looked pretty good, too. Atkins, that's something to look forward to for them.
Sean O'Hara joins us this morning on the show from the NFL Network. Tennessee Titans made their way all the way to an AFC Championship game last year, re-signed Derrick Henry, re-signed Ryan Tannehill. They're trying to load it up and go back at it. They've also added Jadeveon Clowney. What type of effect do you think Clowney will have on that Titans defense and a run in the AFC?
D.A., let me just tell you, Jadeveon Clowney is an O lineman's worst nightmare. You know, he's one of those guys where you come in on Wednesday and it's like, okay, let's look at the game plan. We're installing some offensive stuff. What are we going to do to handle this guy? And, you know, not every team has a guy like that, but Clowney is so much more than just, you know, man, this guy, we got to figure out where he's at on third down. He's a ferocious pass rusher. This guy on first and second down will completely ruin your run game. He is unpredictable. He will demolish a tight end if he's one-on-one. You try to block him on the perimeter with a tight end by himself, game over. That's a tackle for a loss. He is so wiggly. For as big as he is and as long as arms as he has such great movement. You know, if you were watching last night when they were highlighting J.J. Watt, even on plays when he didn't make the sack, J.J. Watt was swimming a guy, backdooring a guy. That's where Jadeveon Clowney learned a lot of these tricks. Right? Early on in his career, when he was drafted by the Texans, he played next to J.J. Watt. So imagine both of those guys on the same D-line. That's the kind of player that they're getting in Tennessee. And Mike Vrabel, look, I played against him. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. He's got a great mind. So Clowney's most productive years in the league were with Mike Vrabel. So I have no doubt that they're going to find a way to interject him immediately.
You played 2000 through 2010. Who was the Jadeveon Clowney of your era where you would get to the film room on a Monday looking at the next opponent and go, oh, my goodness, how are we going to do this?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I think the one guy that jumps into my mind is DeMarcus Ware. And when he was down in Dallas, he was a nightmare. And, you know, similar kind of body type to Clowney. You know, a tall guy, long, super long arms. You know, I used to tease DeMarcus that he could tie his shoes standing straight up. But those long arms just, you know, it makes it tough to block them, makes it tough to get on them. And then, you know, of course, you know, anytime he gets close to the quarterback, he can reach out and grab him. So DeMarcus was one of those guys. You know, usually there's like guys in the division that you've got to kind of account for. But, you know, early on in my career, you know, when I was playing for Cleveland, John Randall was a guy that, you know, we just, you know, kind of gave us handfuls. And you know, but DeMarcus was the guy on Wednesday when you came in. All right, how are we going to handle this guy?
Mm. Sean O'Hara joins us from the NFL Network. You were in the league in 2001. Today is 9/11, obviously, 19 years since that awful, tragic day. That was a week where we didn't play NFL games, and we didn't quite know how the NFL season was going to go. What do you remember from that week and not playing football? I would have imagined it would have been really difficult if they asked you to play football games that week to emotionally be able to do so.
I think it would have been very tough. And, you know, there's the NFL is constantly under scrutiny for all kinds of things, but that was absolutely the right call. And, you know, it wasn't just New York that was affected by it. Obviously, we had the plane down at the Pentagon, you know, the other one in Pennsylvania, but people – you know, all across the country impacted by it. So it would have definitely been tough to sit there on a Sunday and play the national anthem and knowing that our country was grieving not just the loss of life, but the kind of the loss of our confidence in the fact that, hey, we're America and stuff like this isn't supposed to happen to us. So it was a big blow. I think, you know, really the event itself was horrific to watch and to see, and I'll never forget it. It was a Tuesday. It was an off day, and you know, I was in an apartment in Cleveland playing for the Browns, and I had just moved into the apartment because I didn't know if I was going to make the team. That was, you know, that was week one, if I'm not mistaken, and I didn't even have cable yet. So my buddy knocked on the door and said, "Hey, man, we're under attack." Brad Bedell, my former left guard, and I ran over and we watched the second plane live, and it felt like you were watching a movie. You said, this can't be real. So even after we all wrapped our heads around that week, as they were still, you know, trying to uncover the rubble and the damage and the fallout, you know, that was a very emotional and very pivotal week for all of us. And of course, we've all heard stories about people that that know somebody or had a family member that was there that day that lost it, not just the people in the building, but the people that rushed to save them. So it's definitely, an emotional day for all of us here in America. But I think we all look back on it, too, and just talk about how the resilience that we showed as Americans and the unity that we showed, we could sure use a lot of that today.
Well said. Sean O'Hara, Super Bowl champion of the New York Giants, NFL Network analyst, joining us this morning on the show. Follow him on Twitter, at Sean O'Hara 6060. Sean, you're always very gracious with your time throughout football season, so I appreciate it very much, and I'm looking forward to doing many more spots with you again this year. I appreciate you joining us today.
Sounds good, DA. I'm always here for you, my man, and man, this is exciting, isn't it? We have football.
I know.
We'll figure out everything else later.
I know. We got from February in the Super Bowl here to September, and it is back, and it feels good.
Yeah,
it's good to have
absolutely.
You back on the show, man.
Thanks, DA. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. Sean O'Hara joining us this morning on the show. Excellent stuff, as always, from Sean.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.